This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
The Salvation Army is Canada's largest provider of social services outside of government, and it's been operating on Vancouver Island and in Nanaimo for 125 years. Nanaimo's Salvation Army Corps marked the milestone anniversary with an open house in April 2013. Today, we share part of a tour Kevin took through the historic original Salvation Army building and the adjacent New Hope Center addition.
Ashta, that tour was about 45 minutes long, and it took about, well, maybe around 10 of us through not only the physical space with which the Salvation Army operates from, it also included aspects of Salvation Army history and details about programs and services. So what you're about to hear is about 15 minutes from that tour, basically the first part of the tour and some editing in there. And perhaps it's enough to give you, the listener, a sense of not only the historic nature of the Sally Ann, as it's often called for short, but also its long record of service to needy Canadians.
First of all, because it is the 125th anniversary, I would like to provide you with some information regarding the Salvation Army's history in general. In 1865, William Booth was a minister with the Methodist Church, and he felt his calling was to be with the poor. So what he did was he started up his own ministry called the Christian Mission, and he started it in East End, London. And in 1865, East End, London was not a place you wanted to be. Then what happened is that in 1878, they changed it to the Salvation Army because they were soldiers of God, and they set up their organization in such a way that it was military-based. And so there are officers, soldiers, and things like that. One of the things that people notice when they come to our building is that we have the Red Shield out there. So I'd like to just give some little history about the Red Shield. The Red Shield first started out as a badge to identify the Salvationists in their mission work. So if you needed help and you saw someone wearing the Red Shield badge, you knew they were there to help you. It was very low-key, and at that time, the Salvation Army wasn't organized to have uniforms, so that's the way it was. So then what happened was World War I came along, and the British Salvation Army sent a whole bunch of their officers and soldiers over to work near the front to help the soldiers. Colonel Peacock had this, what they called in those days, a welfare hut, and that was for soldiers to come. What they did was he thought, soldiers aren't seeing where we are. So he got the bright idea, and he took a paintbrush, and he painted a big red shield on the outside of the hut, and he wrote Salvation Army. That could be seen from anywhere. So very shortly, all the other Salvation Corps from the different, like from Australia and things like that, followed suit. We really aren't quite sure when it changed from a white background to red letters to a red background with white letters, but it is the Salvation Army trademark. It's a registered trademark. Another thing of interest is the uniforms. I know when I started to work here, I wondered why they wore uniforms, and it is because it reflects that it represents their faith, and it also represents that they are soldiers of God working for God. And so that is why they wear uniforms. One of the things that is really interesting that people don't notice is that when you come into this building, this is a completely separate building. This building over here is the original church. In 1882, the Salvation Army came to Canada. It started in Ontario. In May of 1888, 6 years later, the Salvation Army came to Nanaimo. That was 14 years after Nanaimo became a municipality. So they share a very common history. One of the things that is so important is that we offer a large number of programs and services, and we are able to do that because of community support. And we are so grateful for that.
Thank you.
And here is the dining room, which you will see later. So I will just give you a little history about this. This church was built in 1893. And when it was originally built, it was built on a slant. So people at the back could see the officer at the front doing the service. In 1953, the city gave them a grant so that they were able to level the floor. When they leveled the floor, they were able to offer different services. This has been a thrift store. At one point, it was actually a school for youth in correction. We host our NA meetings here. We host our AA meetings here. And there is a coffee house that is available Wednesday night, 7 to 9. The first coffee house that was here was in the 70s, when I guess 60s, 70s beatnik time. And it was Daniel's Den, and it was in the basement. Another thing that is equally important is that this program, our hot meal program, provides 75,000 hot, nutritious meals every year. And we follow Canada's food guide to make sure that our clients' nutritional needs are met. It started out, they had apparently a two-burner range in the back, and one of the officers said she wanted to have a soup kitchen. So she got a soup kitchen because she had a big pot that she could put on two burners, and she would make a big pot of soup and hand it out. In 1986, the city gave Salvation Army money so that they could upgrade their kitchen to ministry standards. And as a result of that, we have our food program today. Again, it's been a partnership. This is Suki, and Suki is with the CRF program. Is everyone able to get in here? Do you do Fresh Start as well?
No, I'm just working with the CRF program.
Okay. So Suki can tell you a little bit about the CRF program. CRF stands for Community Residential Facility, and it's offered in unison with Nanaimo Parole.
Yeah, I'm working in the CRF program. It's a halfway house for people on day parole. And they just come in, and we try to get them into, like, a transition back into the community and reintegrate. And our building's recidivism rate is lower than the average halfway house, so we're pretty proud of that fact. And I also do year analysis testing, which is kind of on the side. It's not with our own clients.
So when we're looking here, one of the things that I'd like to point out is that we have a day room, and it's so small, if I open the door, not everyone would get in. So one of the things is that the day room is for someone who's ill, they can go there. But also we have it because it's very important, because we find that some people who come to the shelter only have part-time jobs, and they may have a night shift. And what their goal is to work towards saving enough money so that they can have it first and last rent, so they can actually have stable housing. So if they're on a night shift, if they come in, they're not disturbing the guys in the shelter dormitory. They can get their sleep. They can sleep through. They'll get a wake-up call when they need to, and then this way they don't lose their job, because that's so important for them to go forward. Now, one of the things is that the Salvation Army has a very long history of thrift stores, and it wouldn't be the same to celebrate our anniversary. And I can't bring everyone to the thrift store, so what we decided to do is we decided to bring the thrift stores to you. So Kim is the manager of all three thrift stores, and please go in, and she'll provide you with information.
Well, this room is actually our original classroom. That's what we use it for. If we have any training that we need for our staff, this is where it happens. We have wireless internet and everything down here. However, today, as Kathy mentioned, we brought a little bit of the thrift stores to you. So we have three in Nanaimo. As you can see here, we have one at Southgate, one at the North End, and Bowen Road. So the North End, South End, and in the middle, wherever you happen to be, we have you covered. Our thrift stores are celebrating 50 years of being in Nanaimo, so we're the longest running thrift stores in Nanaimo, and we're very proud of that. We are the original recyclers. We were recycling before it was the in thing to do. The reason for our stores is twofold. We are there to provide good quality items to people at reasonable prices. we are also there to raise money. And the money that we raise through the thrift stores goes to support our community ministries, which is next door. You haven't got there yet on the tour, but you will be. So it's not this building, but the next door building. We obviously take donations from everyone. We run a couple of programs out of our stores that we're especially proud of, and I'll mention them to you. Just behind this lady here, on this particular rack, that's just a sample of our antiques and collectibles auction items that we run. This sideboard here behind these folks and the trunk, these are just samples of items that we auction off every 2 weeks. They're from all three stores, so each store has its own silent auction. So I'm going to give you a brochure when you leave. You can actually sign up on our website, and I send out every 2 weeks some pictures, a little tantalization of what we have coming up in our auctions, and that creates a lot of excitement. We have a lot of people who sign up for that. So you get three emails, basically. I'll let you know that, one for each store. The other program that we also run is our Metal for Meals program that we're very proud of as well. So at Bowen Road location, there's a big metal bin. You can go down there and drop off metal at any time. And that metal is converted into meals to fund our dining room, which serves 75,000 meals a year. We also partner with Mid-Island Towing. If you have a dead or dying vehicle, they will come and take it from you. We will give you a tax receipt, and that money is also converted into meals as well. So we're very excited about that. We're also on Facebook. We only upload once a day, so we would never fill your news feed with all kinds of trivia from the stores. But we do upload pictures of special items that come in. We also let you know what tag sale is on sale, or like Monday Madness, we have clothing of a certain tag color for a dollar. I remind folks about that. And you'd be amazed. Like, some people say, oh, a dollar. What can you have for a dollar? It would blow your mind, really. I don't know if you do shop thrift stores or if you've never been in one, but they are fabulous. This is the floor that we call our shelter floor. This floor is open from 5 until 8 in the morning. These are our dorms. And there are 4 bunk beds to a dorm. Once they come up at 5 at night, they can go to their bunks. Often they have books or things like that they want to read. They can also go downstairs to the resource room as well. We have that's open at 5:30 for them as well, because they may not be interested in television. They'd like to go down and read. When you come in, an intake is done, What they do is they assign you a bed.
Right.
So, yes.
So you can leave your things here.
Yes, you can leave your things. And sometimes we have, now our storage is very, very limited, you know, so we can't store a whole bunch of things. But for example, someone may be coming up and they may have a small bag, and in that bag is very personal items, family pictures or certificates or things like that. So we do have a storage room, and there is a system set up where they can store that in the storage room,
right?
Because they feel more comfortable that it's there, and then when they're leaving, they are able to take it with
right.
them. So what we wanted to do was to provide you with an opportunity to see one of our studio apartments. Now, the units on this floor are the same as on the fourth floor, but we won't be going to the fourth floor. This is for the Fresh Start program, so it's really transitional housing. So the individuals have their own kitchenette, they have their own sleeping quarters, they have their own bathroom. In terms of dining, we are not designed for cooking here. We do have, you know, we can have a toaster and a coffee maker and things like that. So for dining, they dine in the dining room downstairs during regular meal time, or if they choose, they can actually go down, get their meal, and bring it up to the room. So when they have their plan of action, then they come here. We have people, and what we do is we do an assessment every 3 months. So if you're working towards your goals, it doesn't mean that you have to have your goals, because things happen for some people, so it takes longer.
So at the end of the three months, we will do an assessment, and the individual, the resident, will do an assessment as well. Yes, I feel that I need, you know, another 3 months. I've been working on this and this and this. So it works out quite well. What we find is that at the most, we have people who come in, they only need to stay here 3 months. You know, they are able to get stable housing, they got a job, and that's great. We have people who come here, and occasionally we have someone who needs to stay a year. We find after a year, people are ready to go. Yeah. So it's a great program. We're very proud of it. We have 8 units, so there are 8 studio apartments. It is for men. And just for men. Now, Samaritan House up the street is a program, emergency shelter for women.
Is this whole place just for men, then?
Yes.
Wow.
Mm.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Are they responsible for cleaning?
Yes, they're responsible for taking care of their own unit. They also, there's a laundry facility on each floor, so they take care of their own laundry as well.
You can find the Salvation Army in Canada online at salvationarmy.ca.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.